West Virginia has made significant criminal justice reforms in reducing harsh sentences for children, according to the latest report from the Sentencing Project. But that doesn't help those who were sentenced before the reforms went into effect. The report finds more than 8,600 people behind bars with sentences of life without the possibility of parole for crimes committed when they were children. West Virginia set an example for other states when it reformed its youth sentencing laws in 2016, says Ashley Nellis, co-director of research for the Sentencing Project.
West Virginia actually got rid of life without parole for juveniles and also does not report any individuals who are serving life with parole or virtual life sentences for crimes committed when they were under 18.
The state continues to see a downward trend in the number of youth in juvenile facilities. A one-day count of young detainees in 2019 found almost 500 kids under 18 were in detention facilities in West Virginia. 2 years later, that number had dropped to 345. Nellis says a growing body of neuroscience research points to critical differences between developing and adult brains related to decision-making, compulsive behavior, and changes in parts of the brain responsible for fight or flight. Most research now suggests the brain continues to develop in the mid-20s, calling into question the fairness of prosecuting and sentencing kids in the adult system.
You're still biologically a teen, even though you've been transferred into the criminal legal system and taken out of the juvenile system.
Nellis adds states continue to have leeway in how they choose to sentence minors.
The U.S. Supreme Court has weighed in on life without parole for juveniles and severely limited the allowable use of life without parole for young people. But they stop short of telling the states how to implement.
Overall, the number of young people arrested has drastically dropped since the mid-1990s, and the number held in juvenile facilities fell from more than 108,000 in 2000 to around 27,000 in 2022. That's a 75% decline. Nadia Ramlagan reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.